The Europa League show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by MyBookie.ag. Sports are back and MyBookie is now offering a 100% deposit bonus when you use the promo code SGP. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP to play, win and get paid. We're also brought to you by the leaders in daily fantasy, DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and use the promo code SGP to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week. That's promo code SGP to get your shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week, only at DraftKings. And finally, we're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay-per-head providers and they make it super easy to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. I hope the music is growing on you. You are, of course, listening to the Europa League show as we get to the quarterfinal stage right here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. Currently simulcasting on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at the SGP Network. You can follow me on Twitter at SGPEPL as I continue to give you out free winners. But all of my premium content is available at lockbetting.com, where we are currently riding out a 12-0 winning streak after a 11-0 Saturday. And of course, as you guys know, we swept the Champions League last 16 show going 4-0. And we will be looking to continue that momentum right here as we break down these Europa League quarterfinals. We begin with the team who were our lock on the last podcast, Inter Milan to beat Getafe. That was a lock that landed. All the locks landed last time out. And they are going up here against Bayer Leverkusen, where Inter are available at 6-5 on the money line. It's 5-2 the draw, and it's 12-5 on Bayer Leverkusen. The qualification odds see Inter at the best price of 4-6, with Bayer Leverkusen available at 5-4. On paper, this should be a relatively straightforward pick. Inter Milan should get through to the semi-finals of the Europa League. Bayer Leverkusen lost 4 of their 6 group stage games in the Champions League, because originally they were in the Champions League, and that included defeats home and away to Juve, who of course have just won the Serie A title. But it wasn't too much between Inter and Juve, especially towards the end of the season when Juve were dropping a plethora of points. Inter have won 4 straight games to nil. They won 4 straight games without conceding a goal. So Conte is beginning to tighten that defence up, although they did look susceptible to conceding a goal against Getafe and were lucky that Getafe missed a very poorly taken penalty. That was lucky for us because, as I said, we had Inter as the lock. If you dig a little bit deeper into Inter's clean sheet record, they've actually kept clean sheet in 6 of their last 7. And they've also been scoring a lot of goals. They've scored twice in 8 of their last 9 and winning 2-0 in 3 straight games. So it wouldn't surprise me to see that scoreline again. Bayer Leverkusen didn't look particularly good out of the gate against Rangers after a long break from the Bundesliga season. They blew their shot at securing Champions League football via their Bundesliga position. Let's not forget this team were comfortably situated in 4th place and allowed Borussia Mönchengladbach to take them over. Plus, they may be distracted by, or at least their best player, Kai Havertz, may be distracted by transfer rumours surrounding him because he's almost certain to leave the club. So lots of reasons to take Inter, lots of reasons to go against Bayer Leverkusen. However, the only issue I have with it and why it isn't straightforward for me is because Inter are notoriously poor in European competitions. Antonio Conte was brought in to lift them in the league, although one would assume that simultaneously we would see an improvement in European competitions. That hasn't really been the case. This is Inter's first UEFA European quarterfinal since the 2010-2011 Champions League, when they lost to Schalke. Inter last reached a European semi-final when they went on to win the Champions League in 2009-2010, when they were managed by Jose Mourinho. However, the Europa League does represent an opportunity here for both manager and club to fix that, because they are now at this quarterfinal stage. They do have a somewhat favourable draw. Leverkusen would usually be a tougher task, but as I said, this is a team that are dealing with a lot at the moment. So if Inter can get past them, then in the next round they're looking at either Shakhtar or Basel. This is an opportunity, a really big opportunity for Inter to grasp and to reach a European final against, hopefully, Manchester United, because we have Manchester United to reach the final as our lock from the Europa League preview show. We took that 6-5, but obviously Sevilla and Wolves would have something to say about that. But I think it would add a lot of credibility to the Europa League. It would be a very glamorous final seeing these two there. I think that the neutrals all would like to see Manchester United versus Inter, but Inter need to do their part, and so do Man U, because after Man U take on Copenhagen, it does get tougher for them when they take on Seville, whereas once Inter overcome this obstacle of Bayer Leverkusen, you could argue that the next game against Basel or Shakhtar Donetsk is slightly easier. So I'm going to go with Inter. They have the form coming in. Leverkusen have the problems coming in. I took Manchester United and Inter to be the final as a private play, which is available at 11-2. And I wouldn't dissuade any of you guys from doing that. I took positives from the fact that Inter played quite poorly against Getafe and looked quite tired and still came through. That's not how Inter have been in Europe over the years. That was a good sign for me. So I'm going to go with Inter here to progress. I like them to progress at 4-6, but I also like them on the money line here at 6-5. We move on to the Manchester United game next, and Man United are significantly the strongest favourites of this round to progress. Their draw was part of the reason why Man United shortened so significantly as favourites to win this competition. They are 1-9 to qualify from this tie. In 90 minutes, they're available at 2-7. It's 5-1 the draw, and it's 10-1 on Copenhagen. Now, as a Manchester United supporter, I am used to Manchester United making easy things look difficult. That's what they did towards the end of the season. All they needed to do was beat West Ham, and there would have been virtually no stakes on the Leicester game, yet they took it down to the wire and it ended up being a playoff, with Manchester United beating Leicester, thankfully, in qualifying for the Champions League and finishing third. So I'm hoping that we don't see any of that here, because Manchester United should be way, way above Copenhagen. This is somewhat of a dream draw. Whether it had been Copenhagen or whether it had been Istanbul, on neutral territory, Man United should blow them apart, as the price suggests. Man United have actually conceded more at home post-lockdown, where they've looked more susceptible to conceding at Old Trafford. So they may benefit here from playing away at neutral ground, because their away form and their away defending has been a lot more solid. United have kept a clean sheet in 7 of their last 10 games in this competition. Man United won each of their final 4 away Premier League games without conceding a goal. Man United were prolific scorers post-lockdown, scoring 24 in their final 9 league games of the season. And on the other side of things, Copenhagen have failed to score in their last 4 meetings with English clubs. So this should be comfortable for Man U, whether you take them on the -1.5 Asian handicap or whether you gamble them to keep a clean sheet. I like Man United to win this with a clean sheet at evens. I also think Man United should benefit from getting a rest. Copenhagen had to play a very competitive game with Istanbul, whereas Manchester United were able to rest a lot of their key players, and I hope that they're fresh enough to come out and land this bet for us early. Look convincing in the first half. Man United halftime full-time is available at 8-11. I like that as well. So I'm used to disappointment as a Man United fan, or I'm used to this team making a mountain out of a molehill. But I think in this situation, I don't see much resistance from Copenhagen. I think they'll be happy to reach this stage of the tournament, to reach the knockout stage. But things really get going here, and I would like to see a commanding and favourite-worthy performance here from Manchester United as they comfortably progress to their semi-final to take on either Wolves or Seville. And we'll be talking about that shortly. But first, let me take a second out here to let you know that everything that I'm giving out here, you can bet it over at mybookie.ag. And if you join today, my bookie will match your first deposit dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Just enter the promo code SGP when signing up. And there is no better time to sign up because all the sports are back. MLB, NBA, NHL, everything has resumed. Of course, you have this soccer as well with these two European tournaments. The MLS as well is happening at the moment, and they will be going back to their regularly scheduled season shortly. And there will be a very minor break after these European competitions. So there's no better time. There's going to be constant sport all on the horizon. So you can sign up to mybookie.ag and bet on everything that you hear on these podcasts. Remember, at mybookie, the terms are always simple. You bet, you win, and they pay. Let me also take a quick second out here to talk about DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and use the promo code SGP to get your shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week. That's promo code SGP to get your shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week, only at DraftKings. And finally, let me take a second out to talk about Ace Per Head. If you ever thought about starting your own sports book but don't know how, Ace Per Head is here to help you start that sports book. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wages graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24-7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. So, moving on to the second slate of the quarterfinals. These games will happen on Tuesday. The games I just covered will all happen on Monday. We start with Shakhtar Donetsk versus Basel before we get onto that Wolves versus Sevilla game. Shakhtar Donetsk are available at even money to win this in 90 minutes. It's 12-5 to draw and it's 3-1 on Basel. Shakhtar 1-2 to qualify and Basel are available at 13-8. This will be the tie that gets the least attention this round, but I'm going to focus on it quite heavily because I think this is a really, really, really good spot to take Shakhtar. First of all, they look really good, smashing Wolfsburg 3-0 last time out. And I do realise that all three of the goals were scored in injury time, or at least starting in the 89th minute. But that didn't reflect the pattern of play in the game. Shakhtar absolutely bossed that game. They look very, very good. And 3-0 was justice in the end because it should have been 3-0 before those three goals and it should have ended up being 6 or 7 in the end. It was a really, really dominating and commanding performance by Shakhtar, who looked really good coming into this competition. In addition to that, I feel lucky betting on Shakhtar because we had the over 2.5 in that game and they ended up cashing it, scoring their first goal in the 90th minute. So if we'd taken an in-play on that, we would have got that at around about 500-1, but we didn't. We just rode out the original over 2.5 that we had. Looking at the data, Shakhtar have won 8 of their 10 competitive matches since the restart of football, that's post-lockdown, whereas Basel have looked lackluster. They've only won 7 of their 15 outings since the resumption, and they weren't even in the Swiss title race that was won by Young Boys. Basel have scored just 1 goal in their last 3 matches, and the Swiss side will be playing their 5th competitive match in just over 2 weeks on Tuesday. If we remember last time out, they played just 3 days before that 1-0 win over Frankfurt, but they were able to rest most of their players before that game. Here we're coming in with a team that have played now 5 times in just over 2 weeks. So everything here for me benefits Shakhtar, but the main thing that benefits me here for Shakhtar is the eye test because they looked so good. They have the form coming in. They're just a better team than Basel, and this is a great opportunity for a Ukrainian team to get themselves into a Europa League semi-final. And it'll be a big game against either Inter or Bayer Leverkusen, hopefully Inter, because that's who we picked when we previewed the game earlier. So I'm going to go for Shakhtar here, and I like them at the 90-minute price here of even money. Closing out with the final game, and possibly the hardest one here for me to call, because Wolves have just been so good in this competition so far this season, and have had such a good Premier League season as well, where they challenged for the top four and just ran out of gas at the end, probably because they've been playing football for so long this season, and the manager rarely rotates his first 11. They're 5-2 to win this game. It's 21-10 on the draw. It's 6-5 on Sevilla. The qualification prices have Sevilla as the 4-6 favourites and Wolves available at 5-4. This, for me, is the toughest one to call. I really think that Inter, Manchester United and Shakhtar Donetsk are going to be there. And I lean towards Sevilla because they have the European pedigree. But I'm certainly not 100% sure on this one. Sevilla have drawn 9 of their last 18 competitive matches. So this would be the one, I think, out of all of the games that does go long into that 120-minute period. And I would enjoy that as a Man United fan to see these teams running their legs off for 120. Wolves have only lost 2 of their 16 Europa League matches this season. Let's not forget, they started this competition super early and have been playing football for a full calendar year. Wolves have only lost 4 of the last 18 games in all competition, and they come from a tough EPL, whereas Sevilla come from a much easier La Liga. 3 of Sevilla's last 9 draws have all ended 1-1, while 2 of Wolves' last 3 draws have been 1-1. And I'm only mentioning that because I do think that this game will finish 1-1 and go on to the extra time period, which is available at 6-1. It's 6-1 for this game to finish 1-1. Yep, as I said, don't really have a strong lean on this one. Sevilla should get through, but Wolves have some very, very good players. And if you were to do a combined 11 between these two, I think that it would end up relatively even. It's a relatively even contest if you take away the experience and pedigree, which obviously goes towards Sevilla, who have won this competition multiple times. But when you're looking at the players in the Wolves team, the likes of Raul Jimenez, this is a very, very tough call. If I was forced to make a play on this, I would go for the under. I like the one-all draw, as I just said. I like the draw at 21-10 as well. I like this game to get into extra time. But I think the best play here and the safest play would be the under at 4-6, under 2.5. I don't see this game reaching 3 goals. I've picked a 1-1 draw. It wouldn't surprise me if they cancel each other out into a 0-0 draw, or if one of these teams nicks it, and that would be Wolves winning 1-0 or Sevilla winning 1-0, or maybe 2-0 if the team that are 1-0 down are chasing the game, which would then open up spaces late on in the game where you would get the second. But I don't think any scenario here sees this one hitting 3. So I think under 2.5 would be the play for me in this one. This is going to be a tight, tight game that's going to be settled by a moment of magic or a moment of luck or a mistake. And as I said, toughest game of the round for me. I don't really relish playing either of these in the semi-final, but Manchester United should have enough to get past either. I understand that Sevilla have qualified for the Champions League through La Liga, but La Liga isn't as strong as people give it credit for. It is a 3-team league with the rest of the sides playing for fourth place, and Sevilla were the victors of that little mini-league this season. However, I don't think Sevilla would be very successful in the Premier League. I think that they're very, very equal to Wolves. And as I said, pedigree gives them the edge here in the pricing. And I don't disagree with it. I think the pricing for this game is absolutely correct, which is why I don't have a strong and definitive play for it. Closing out with the lock for this show, we have a 9-1 lock record in the Europa League. 1-0 here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, but we were 8-1 for the season on lockbetting.com, and then we bought the show over here. So strong locks in the Europa League, and a lot of people were probably expecting me to go with something in the Inter game or the Man U game, but I'm going to swerve those. I'm going to go for Shakhtar Donetsk. I think all the data supports that. Basel haven't looked good post-lockdown. Shakhtar have won 8 out of 10, as we said, and they looked dominating against Wolfsburg. I think if they replicate that performance, the 90-minute price has incredible value here at even. So Shakhtar Donetsk in 90 minutes is going to be the lock on this show. That concludes your quarterfinal preview for the Europa League. Don't forget to check out the quarterfinal preview of the Champions League, which will be out in the next 24 hours. That's it from me. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.